Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about what the difference between a paid ad post versus a celebrity endorsed post looks like on Twitter and how each benefits a brand. There are so many options on social media today, and while no longer the biggest platform of all, Twitter still is a platform brands use to market to consumers. Twitter is ever evolving, and one of the offerings in Twitter are paid ad tweets in the newsfeed. A brand can certainly choose to script a post and market this way to followers with a fee behind it to make sure lots of new eyeballs see it, and have brand-sponsored messages then show up in a user's newsfeed from those brands that may or may not be followed already by that particular user. This is different than another alternative, which is paying a celebrity to tweet, where in 140 characters or less, the celebrity endorses the brand. Sometimes it is blatantly clear that a celebrity tweet has been backed by a brand. However, sometimes it's not something that is clearly listed one way or the other, and consumers are not always able to discern between paid endorsement and mere personal recommendation. And that's where the FTC stepped in and now requires those paid celebrity tweets to include a disclosure like hashtag ad. So why the hashtag ad? It really comes down to concerns about transparency. Many, including the Federal Trade Commission, have had concerns with the lack of transparency surrounding celebrity-endorsed tweets. Because Twitter is a social network that users consider to be their personal space, paid advertising tweets disguised as everyday commentary is a problem, according to the FTC. In order to avoid deception, they state that when it's not obvious to people that something is an ad, it should be disclosed that the endorsement was paid for. The paid advertisements on Twitter are clearly stated as such currently, with a promoted icon denoted on the bottom. Although that adheres to FTC standards and straightforward to the consumer, it can also be seen as kind of adding to the overall clutter. Some argue that ignorance is not an excuse for consumers in today's media and advertising landscape, and that people generally are aware that advertising can come in many forms. You don't see Justin Timberlake clarifying at the end of a Budweiser commercial that he has been paid to star in it, or a brand in a TV show having disclosure pop up that it may, or may not, have actually been paid for by an advertiser, but at least was provided clearance to be there. It would be really weird. But we're all adapting, and the hashtag ad looks like it's here to stay. And consumers in general, as long as the post is organic and a fit, are fine with it. But when it's not a fit, they see it as a celebrity totally selling out. But when it's not a fit, they see it as a celebrity totally selling out. Would you want to stay away from? You really want to stay away from that. Not every celebrity is a match for your brand. So why is a celebrity tweet worth it? With word of mouth recommendations being the most trusted form of advertising, combined with the fact that celebrities are highly, highly influential among consumers, the organic appeal of celebrity tweets offers a multitude of benefits to brands. A message embedded in a celebrity tweet is delivered via that celebrity's voice and the newsfeed of users who have personally opted to follow that celebrity. This celebrity following tends to not only be very large, but made up of very enthusiastic consumers who are most likely to engage and interact with brands. Now, the question then arises, which method is more effective? A paid advertisement clearly labeled as such, or an endorsement in the form of a celebrity callout on their personal account which has that hashtag ad disclosure? My answer to that? Well, really, an integrative campaign utilizing both methods is going to be the one that finds the most success. And it's really just imperative to always incorporate any sort of earned media method, which, quite frankly, even with that hashtag ad, it still looks like with a celebrity post, because that celebrity is not going to be posting unless they actually believe in your product, again, unless they're a total sellout. So you're getting that earned media component. And this is going to allow current and non-known consumers to really become engaged with your brand. So when you judge the two against one another, my winner of the two would have to be celebrity-endorsed tweets. You can choose from such a wide range of different celebrities in order to have them post for you socially. I'm going to leave you to be the judge about whether these were successful or not. Toyota Sienna minivan had rapper Snoop Dogg tweet about it and how much he loved it. From the most famous social media family of all, you had reality TV star Khloe Kardashian talk about a brand of jeans that helped show off her behind with the post, "Want to know how Old Navy makes your butt look scary good? Ask a Kardashian." You had actress turned reality personality Tori Spelling post a link to a website for rental cars. And Campus Live paid Lindsay Lohan to tweet, "These challenges for college kids on #CampusLive are so addicting." And that reached 2.6 million of her fan base and actually resulted in 4,500 clicks back to the website. So you be the judge again. Good, bad, indifferent. There's lots of different types of personalities to work with, and you're not going to be getting those A-listers. So get that out of your mind right now. It should be reality stars, musicians, actors, but it's not going to be Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston that are likely going to be taking to your social media to post, unless there's a much larger ad campaign that they're already in partnership with doing and they're just using social media to support it. Another question we get asked a lot is, you know, how long will my post actually live? Does the tweet live forever and ever and ever? And it's really common to have the post that the celebrity tweeted actually deleted after a specified amount of time. You actually contract how long your post is going to be staying up on their site. And you should request for it to stay, you know, a certain amount of time. But if you request for too long, you're going to be paying a lot of extra money for something that no one's going to really be seeing. Because in today's world, people don't really go back in time to look at social media commentary beyond maybe a few days, a few weeks. But you do want to make sure that you've reshared it across all of your own social sites before it gets deleted and maybe done a few screen grabs as well. So the ultimate question, how much does it cost? A good rule of thumb for celebrities is that it's going to cost you around $20 to $30 to connect with each 1,000 followers. That's called basically cost per 1,000. So you can look at a CPM calculator. We love CPM calculators. And at least until you hit that mega celebrity of that Kardashian size, where it might drop down to $6 to $8 or so, because the cost per 1,000 goes down, but the overall commitment to the required dollars goes up. So if you have someone who has 10 million followers, you're going to still be paying a cost in the six figures that's going to be like a $6 to $8 CPM, and you can't pay less to reach a smaller audience because when they post it, it's that entire audience you're reaching. So that's it for this episode, and I hope it was helpful. Please let me know if you have any feedback. Always appreciate it. I'll see you next week, and as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.